Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's another long day ahead for fire crews in Colorado working to contain several wildfires burning south of Denver. The largest is northeast of Colorado Springs. The so-called Black Forest Fire has burned 25 square miles. Two people have died in that fire and at least 379 homes destroyed. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports tens of thousands of people have been forced from their homes.
Hundreds of people have been filling up shelters around the city. Outside one, run by the Red Cross, Jamie Harris said she only had time to grab a few things before leaving a home she just moved into on the northeastern edge of the city.
And the fire department came and moved all my furniture out, patio furniture, and then took the propane off the grill and put that on the front sidewalk.
Harris thinks her house is still standing, but it could be another day or more before she's allowed back in to check on her things. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Colorado Springs.
The latest numbers on the U.S. economy show little change in factory output in May. The Federal Reserve says industrial production rose only slightly. But NPR's Windsor Johnston reports costlier food and gasoline fueled a jump in wholesale prices.
The Labor Department says the producer price index increased 0.5% last month. Wholesale prices had declined 0.7% in April. Economist Scott Brown says there were several areas that factored into the latest report.
Very often you'll see a lot of volatility month to month in both food and energy. You had a lot of food prices down in April. If you look at the year-over-year trends in food and energy, you have some pressure with food. Obviously, you had the drought effect from last year.
The index, which measures price changes before they reach consumers, increased 1.7% in the 12 months ending in May. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In Iran today, long lines outside polling stations as the country elects a new president. The mayor of Tehran attracted a crowd as he went to cast his ballot in Iran's election. Voters are choosing a successor to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who's wrapping up his two terms. Six candidates are in the running, a moderate, four conservatives, and a hardliner. Russia says it's not convinced the Syrian regime used chemical weapons on its people. That after a meeting with U.S. officials in Moscow. President Obama has decided to send weapons to rebels in Syria after U.S. intelligence concluded Syrian forces use chemical weapons, including sarin nerve gas. Yesterday, a U.N. report said nearly 93,000 people have died in Syria's ongoing civil war. At last check on Wall Street, stocks had moved lower. The Dow Jones Industrials down 78, the Nasdaq off 18. This is NPR News from Washington. A top official in Egypt says the country's president will explore legal options to help 43 pro-democracy workers convicted of working in Egypt illegally. NPR's Leila Fadel in Cairo says they include 16 Americans.
On June 4th, the convictions shocked the international community. 16 Americans were given jail time. The organizations accused of wrongdoing included the U.S.-based National Democratic Institute, International Republican Institute, and Freedom House. They were all banned from working in Egypt, and their property was seized. Khaled Kazaz is the president's secretary on foreign affairs.
So we are going to explore all legal avenues to provide relief for these individuals and organizations, but at the same time respecting the independence of judiciary.
But the international community and human rights groups say the convictions are a worrying sign for Egypt's transition to democracy. The convictions came under a Mubarak-era law that allowed the government to control the actions of these organizations. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Authorities in California say the gunman who killed five people last week in Santa Monica left behind a suicide note. The city's police chief says a 3-to-4-page handwritten note was found on the body of the 23-year-old gunman after he was shot and killed by officers on the campus of Santa Monica College. The NBA Finals are tied at 2 games apiece. The Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs last night, 109-93. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh combined for 85 of Miami's points. Game 5 is Sunday in San Antonio. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Loma Vista Recordings, presenting Woman, the debut album from Rye, featuring the song Open, available now at Starbucks.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Right now we're going to venture back to 1953. Listen to Louie and David Myers along with Fred Below supporting none other than Little Walter. Little Walter on blues harp and vocals, Blues with a Feeling.
Baby, and you love me, you're the problem. it hurt me so bad. It got me down in the misery, yeah. Sometimes I wonder, how can one woman be so mean? How can one woman be so mean? Lord, and then I wonder why she got me on my bending knee. Hey, buddy guy, you want a little bit, brother? Ooh.
baby, baby.
From a disc called Pleading the Blues, that was Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals, backing him up on guitar, his old friend and buddy guy, doing a great job. Recorded in Toulouse, France back in 1979, Pleading the Blues, a title track. Before we heard Junior Wells with Buddy Guy, we heard Little Walter with the Aces, recorded back in 1953. Little Walter doing a number called Blues with a Feeling, one of his all-time classics. And there's a new disc out, a tribute to Little Walter. It is called Remembering Little Walter. Features James Harmon, Sugar Ray Norcia, Billy Boy Arnold, Mark Hummel, and also Charlie Musselwhite. Musselwhite is considered by many to be one of the finest blues harp players on the planet. He was originally from Mississippi, grew up in Memphis, and got some early lessons on the blues harp from Will Shade, who had been with the one of the Memphis jug bands many years ago. Here is Charlie Musselwhite from the disc Remembering Little Walter, a tune called Just a Feeling.
Is it?
Charlie Musselwhite, once again from a disc called Remembering Little Walter, a brand new release. Charlie doing a piece called Just a Feeling. We have more new blues coming your way next year on KRVS. Doug McLeod, who's been recording for decades now, has a new one out called There's a Time. From that disc, here's Doug on guitar and vocals with a tune called The Entitled Few.
You ain't handicapped. You got a blue handicap card. Cause find a convenient parking spot for you. It's just too damn hard. With a smug look on your face, you pull into the blue spot. while a mother with a crippled child is looking for what you just got. But really, this ain't no concern to you. You see, you above it all, man. You just one of the entitled few. There's a homeless woman. She got two hungry kids. With a little bit of your long money, you could help with this. She humbly asked you, but you refuse with disdain. You ain't got no remorse. And you ain't got no shame. But why should you? That woman ain't no concern to you. You see, you above it all. You just one of the entitled few. There's a combat bat on the corner. He got oranges to sell. You tell your Botox girlfriend, man, he looked like hell. You stare straight ahead now, so your eyes won't meet, 'cause you know in your heart he's twice the man you could ever, ever be. But really, why should this concern you? You see, you above it all, man. You just won the entitled few. I'm gonna tell you the end of the road. It's the same for everyone. There ain't no place to hide, you know. And there ain't gonna be no place to run. You see, death don't really care how much you're worth. Like Memphis Slim once said, he said, you're going back to Mother Earth. And I do believe that day gonna concern you. Cause when death call your name, man, ain't no such thing as the entitled few. Are you listening to me? I say, when death calls your name, ain't no such thing as the entitled few.
Sound like I can hear it, Mom. Death bell ringing all in my ear. I can hear it in the morning. Death bell ringing all in my ear. Yeah, I knew that I was gonna leave on a chariot, but I didn't know what kind of chariot gonna take me away from here. want you to remember every living creeper. Every living creeper's bound to die. I want you to remember every living creeper. Every living creeper's bound to die. Yeah, you know when that chariot come at you, they'll break, run, and try to hide. Take me away from here.
From 1961, Lightning Hopkins with a number called Death Bells. Lightning preceded by Doug McLeod. We heard Doug from his new disc, There's a Time. He did a tune entitled The Entitled Few, sort of a complaint against individuals that take privilege upon themselves where it is not warranted. And we have another sort of a protest tune, I guess, that McLeod's was. Here's another one, this one, complaining against the intrusions of a government agency. Nothing new there, I guess. But this one is interesting. It goes back to 1936. Here is Casey Bill Weldon here on KRVS with WPA Blues.
Everybody's working in this town, and it's worried me night and day. Everybody's working in this town, and it's worried me night and day. It's that mean working crew had to work for the WPA. Well, when the landlord come this morning and he knocked on my door, he asked me if I was going to pay my rent no more. He said, you have to move if you can't pay. And then he turned and he walked slowly away. So I have to try, find me some other place to stay. That house wrecking crew's coming from the WPA. Well, I went to the relief station and I didn't have a cent. They said, stay on where you stand, you don't have to pay no rent. So when I got back home, they was tacking a notice on the door. This house is condemned, and you can't live here no more. So my notion struck me, I'd better be on my way. They're gonna tear my house down. Phew, that crew from the Delhi, PA. Well, I went out next morning. I put a lock on my door. But though I wouldn't move, but I have no place to go. The real estate people, they're all done got sold. They don't rent you, nor relieve clients no more. So I know how to walk the streets night and day. Because that wrecking crew's coming, whew, from that WPA. Well, the notion struck me, I tried to steer dear too. But I soon found out that that wouldn't do. Well, the next morning, while I was laying in my bed, I had a mighty rumbling and bricks come tumbling down on my head. So I just started ducking and dodging and be on my way. They was tearing my house down on me. Phew, that crew from that WPA.
From 1942, that was Big Maceo Merriweather on piano with a number called Anytime for You. Originally from Georgia, moved to Detroit and ultimately Chicago. He was one of the very, very influential pianists in the 1940s that would help forge what Chicago blues piano would sound like in the 1950s. People like Otis Spann and Henry Gray and others definitely got a lot from Big Maceo Merriweather. He had Tampa Red with him on guitar on that track. Before Before hearing Big Maceo with Tampa Red, we heard Casey Bill Weldon from 1936 doing a number called WPA Blues. The WPA was the Works Progress Administration, one of the alphabet agencies of the New Deal. And Casey Bill Weldon wasn't too happy with on that number. He was the first husband of Memphis Minnie. And also quite an influential guitarist. He was called the Hawaiian Guitar Wizard, and I guess that's that was sort of patterned after what they call Tampa Red. Tampa Red was simply the Guitar Wizard. We heard Tampa on that Big Maceo Merriweather recording. He wasn't that prominent on that particular tune, but he is on this next one. We're going to go back to 1932 here on KRVS. Listen to Tampa Red on guitar and vocals with Tom Dorsey on piano doing Things About Coming My Way.
Many days I've been misled. Rocks was my pillar, stone was my bed. But after all my hard traveling, things about coming my way. I walk the road from town to town. All of my best friends, they turned me down. But after all my hard traveling, things about coming my way. When I was in jail, they criticized. They told a judge some dirty lies. But after all my hard traveling, things about coming my way. Play it for me now. Prison wall, they were so glad to see my downfall. But after all my hard traveling, things about coming my way. They went back home and began to shout, 'cause I was in trouble and couldn't get out. But after all my hard traveling, things about coming my way. Don't take nobody to be your friend. They will forsake you just at the end. But after all my hard traveling, things about coming my way.
There's a brand new dance just hit this town. It'll make you feel so good. This dance is called Around and Round.
Round and round, up and down.
Round and round, up and down. You know the kids got a bloodhound down in the playing ground. And when they wanna have some fun, you start to go. country girl. Everybody trying to push poor me around. Up and down. Up and down.
Bonnie Raitt, Round and Round, a cover of an old J.B. Lenore tune. Prior to hearing Bonnie, we heard Tampa Red here on KRVS. Tampa with Tom Dorsey on piano doing one of his best-known pieces, Things About Coming My Way. And we're going to turn now to J.B. Lenore himself. We just heard Bonnie doing one of his tunes. He was originally from Mississippi, settled in Chicago in the 50s. Really, really fine songwriter. Here he is from 1966, J.B. Lenore with a number called Slow Down Woman.
Slow down, slow down. Let J.B. step on board. I just want to ride your train. One time before you go, you bought the sweetest little girl I believe I ever seen. If I had you by my side, you would mean so much to me. I've been a hobo, I've been a hobo, mind you all of my life. Don't matter where I go, I'm never satisfied. Slow down, slow down. Let me step on phone. I just wanna ride your train. One time before you go.
Yes, he's
from 1957. That was Betty Everett. She was originally from Mississippi, ended up going up to Chicago, and her first experiences with recording were with Eli Toscano's Cobra Records. Willie Dixon produced her. He was producing a lot of people for Cobra at the time. He had been doing a lot of producing, period, in Chicago. And this was one of Willie's compositions, Killer Diller. And later, of course, Betty Everett, some of you might remember her name. She was to have a big hit in 1964, a blockbuster hit with a number called It's In His Kiss. It was better known as the Shoop Shoop Song. Betty Everett, a fine Mississippi blues singer before she was a pop rock. And before we heard Betty Everett here on KRVS, we heard a fellow Mississippian and one-time Chicago denizen, J.B. Lenore. We heard J.B. again from 1966. He did a number for us called Slow Down Woman. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. Blues next from Debbie Davies, from one of many discs she's had out over the years. This one came out in 1998. The disc is called Round Every Corner. Debbie's a fine guitarist and vocalist. She did about a three-year stint with Albert Collins's band many years ago, and it said that he loved to have his band open up before he'd walk out on stage and have Debbie playing some very, very hot guitar. Here is Debbie Davies with Round Every Corner. No, excuse me. This one's Blue and Lonesome. Debbie Davies.
Thank you.
again, Debbie Davies on guitar and vocals from her disc Round Every Corner. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there